on overnights, it's Off to the Markets with Sue Dodd.
We love catching up with Sue every week with what's fresh at Sydney Markets. Hello, Sue.
Good morning, Clint.
I've got a question for you.
Sure.
Quince.
Mm.
Describe quince to me, because I have never had quince.
Ah, okay. So a quince is a related to an apple and a pear. The very difference is that they must be cooked to be enjoyed. You cannot eat them hard and crunchy because they have it's quite an unpleasant taste compared to when you cook them. So they're very hard. They're yellow skinned with a slight fuzz on the skin. But you basically, with long, slow cooking, they turn a lovely soft colour of like a pinky, anywhere from pink to a lovely claret colour, and they're a combination of pear and apple flavours, but delicious. Really, I sort of call it weekend cooking where we've got a little bit more time. They're about $7 to $8 a kilo. You get a couple at least in the kilo, maybe 3 to a kilo, and they're just a beautiful fruit to enjoy at this time of year. Not a long season, and you just got to embrace them while they're in season.
Okay, I might give them a try. I bought Imperial mandarins yesterday.
Yes, the Imperials are definitely the first mandarin of the season. We also have seen some Euphoria mandarins start to come in this week as well. So depending on your choice, mandarins coming from Queensland and from South Australia now, we're seeing fruit range from about $3 to about $7 a kilo.
What I like about the Imperial ones, and I grabbed them, had choice of a few different varieties, they're a bit bigger and they're the really easy ones to peel. Not the mandarins are hard to peel, but the skin comes off really easily.
Yeah, that's one of the attractive parts of that particular Imperial variety, is the skin comes away really nicely. And there's not an awful lot of seeds as well, so that's nice. And they've got a good flavour, and it looks like being a good season for good flavoured fruit.
Australian oranges are now in stock.
Yes, so the Californian navels have finished up and now we're into the Australian navel season. You sort of really see the end of the Valencias and in come the Australian navels. Beautiful big orange colour. Fruit can be medium to large in size. So again, that price range is going to range from about $3 to $6 a kilo. And then if you're buying maybe a 3 kilo net bag, you get a smaller orange, but you get extra value because you're buying volume. So it's a good way to buy some beautiful oranges, rich in vitamin C, as everybody knows. But there's so many things you can do with orange, not only the juice, but the beautiful zest.
There seems to be always new varieties of fruit coming out. What is a peekaboo pear?
So a peekaboo pear is a red-skinned pear. It's a reddy orange colour, but it's got a nice beautiful solid coloured skin colour on the inside. Beautiful white flesh, nice and crisp and crunchy. You can also eat them on the softer side. So beautiful if you're slicing them, thinking about having something a little bit more colourful on a fruit platter or on maybe on a cheese board. So they're a nice pair. They're relatively new. They've only been around for, say, I think it's about 4 years at least now. So peekaboo pear's not grown a huge volume. So that's where they're going to be sort of $10 to $15 a kilo.
Now, here's another variety you may not have heard of, sassy apples.
Yes, new this season, sassy apples, something a little bit different. Now, these were bred in New Zealand. They're an apple that's got a beautiful solid red skin colour and a nice shape and really lovely white flesh. And just a little bit of zing to the flesh in terms of its sort of the way it catches the palate. It's just really a little bit different. So, look, I think it's a great time of the year to sort of not just put one variety of apples in the fruit bowl, but mix it up and have, a different try of different apples. You can discover something new. Sassy apples this week, I think about $7.99 a kilo around there, which works out to be about $1.80 an apple.
Okay, let's look at veggies. Brown onions are pretty good value at the moment. You can buy a lot of those.
You can, particularly if you're buying by the 1 kilo to 1.5 kilo bag. I think they represent really good value, whether you're doing a soup, a casserole, a stir fry, even just some beautiful caramelised onions. So I think good value, $1.50 to $3 a kilo.
Jerusalem artichokes.
Jerusalem artichokes are a member of the sunflower family, and they're a tuber that grows under the ground, not like the traditional globe artichoke. Now, they have a really beautiful nutty flavour. They're really high in fibre, really great to think about them doing things like roasting them or turning them to a beautiful soup. But you can also eat them raw, like if in a very similar texture to a water chestnut. So have a play with those if you can now, because they're in season. They're about $10 to $15 a kilo. Grab a good handful and have a play, because I really think they're lovely.
I know you've told me before to consider the Brussels sprouts in the air fryer. I'm still struggling with them.
You've tried it.
No, my wife's into that sort of thing.
It's beautiful. Like, seriously, I mean, I know many people who don't like Brussels sprouts, but this way, the sugars, the natural sugars in the leaves caramelise and they just give a different flavour to what you expect out of a Brussels sprout. I mean, nobody likes a Brussels sprout that's been boiled to death. It turns olive and soggy. But this is a totally different thing. And Brussels sprouts this week, a lot of them being sold in like a 300-gram packed bag ready to go for around about $4, you know, but you can also get them loose by the kilo.
Celery's great. Any time, really.
It is a great value, again, particularly at this time of the year, whether you want to have it raw as a healthy snack or, you know, kids snack after school with peanut butter or adding it to a soup or a casserole. There's nothing nicer than a beautiful creamy celery soup with a bit of blue cheese. I've got a recipe for that on the Sydney Markets website if you want to go looking for it. It's a beauty.
Okay.
But celery, $1.50 to $4 a bunch, depending on the size of the bunch.
And let's wrap up with flowers because, of course, on Sunday, it's Mother's Day.
Of course. So, you know, this week is traditionally the week for giving chrysanthemums. And but there's not just one sort of chrysanthemum. There's about so many different varieties. You get spider chrysanthemums, ping pong chrysanthemums, the beautiful dispards, and just a lovely range of colours as well, from classic white through to, you know, pinks and mauves and purples. So I think the most important thing is to give mum at least the colour and the flower that she likes. And if she's not a chrysanthemum person, then maybe go for something like some beautiful tulips or some lilies. Plenty of choice at your local florist. It is a busy time of the year, so get in early.
And what do you think? Do you think buy on Saturday? Or I know my local florist is actually open on Sunday morning.
Yes. Place an order. Be ready to pick it up.
Okay.
That way you know what you want is going to be there and then you can go for the traditional of giving the flowers on the Sunday. If you want to get in early and get organised, then do that as well.
I'll do that in the morning. Thanks, Sue.
You're very welcome.
Sue Dodd from Sydney Markets. Some good advice for flowers on Sunday.